row. The Pats are officially on a roll.
That's right, and it doesn't stop there. We got a huge show for you today. Have a look at what's coming up.
The Pats got down and dirty in Atlanta and soared over the Falcons. Next up, they head to Cincinnati for the Bengal beatdown. But first, Jackie Britton takes the stage in Pats Chat and introduces us to offensive guard Chris Barker.
Are you into some punk rock?
I'm more like it for the style, but, you know, I listen to everything.
And there's no hiding behind the helmet. Nate Ebner gets tilted. Plus, Professor Fritz is back in the lab and serving up a hefty science session.
Fat! Fat! What exactly is fat?
Get pumped! Totally Patriots is about to start.
What's up, Pats fans, and welcome to Totally Patriots. This week, we're going to get to know rookie Chris Barker a little bit better. It's his first season in the NFL, and he's getting pretty comfortable. We're going to take him out of his comfort zone, stick him in the hot seat in Pats Chat. And hey, he's not even the only new face this week.
All right, thank you, Shauna. And I tell you what, Romeo better get used to this because I am enjoying my seat up here in the big red comfy couch. I'm joined by several students from Abington Middle School, and they are going to help me give a very warm welcome to Chris Barker. Let's give him a warm welcome. A round of applause, everybody. Hello. Good to see you. Take a seat right here. It's a comfy couch, I promise.
Yes, it is.
Now, you guys see this t-shirt, right? The Misfits. Is that a band? Are you into some punk rock?
I'm more like it for the style, but, you know, I listen to everything.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to know Chris a little bit. This is your rookie year in the NFL. What has it been like for you so far?
It's just been, you know, a learning experience. You know, there's a lot of older guys around. College, everybody's close to your age. Now you have, I'm closer to 20, and there's a lot of people closer to 30, 35 in the locker room, so. You know, it's just different. You got to learn and just learn how to fit in to a new crowd.
Well, you mentioned some of those older guys. Who are some of those veterans that maybe you've leaned on a little bit as you make the transition here into the NFL and with the Patriots?
Logan Mankins, you know, Tom Brady, obviously, he's great.
Y'all know Tom Brady, right? Yeah. Everybody here knows Tom Brady, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, those are guys I didn't know how it was going to be coming. I mean, you see those guys on TV and they look nice, but sometimes you go in the locker room and it's different. But, you know, those are genuinely good guys that'll help you anytime they can.
Well, what was that moment like for you? Take us back to when you first knew that you would be playing in the NFL and that it wasn't a dream anymore, but a reality for you.
I mean, I was just at home watching the draft like a lot of other guys, and you know, for me it was different. I was hurt I could have got drafted a little earlier. I heard I might not be drafted at all, so I was just nervous the whole time. But I mean, when I finally got the call, I actually originally was in Miami. Okay. Called me, so it was just a great experience. I was happy. I never even thought I would have a chance to play in the NFL, and all my dreams came true, and now it's even better being in New England. So.
Well, you're from California. Were you in California when you got the call?
Yes, I was at home in California sitting on the couch with my family eating food, and it was good. It was a good time.
Okay, well, you know it gets cold here in New England. Are you ready for this New England weather, being from the West Coast and being from California?
Nevada, where I went to college, it was kind of cold, but I'm not sure if I'm ready for this weather yet, but I mean, I'll have to adjust.
We will find out, and we're going to take a break here, but coming up, the kids are going to ask you some questions. That'll be right after this.
Looking good, Jackie, and thanks for joining us. Well, when you guys go to a game at Gillette Stadium, whether it's a Pats game or a Revolution soccer game, one of the most impressive things is the pyrotechnics display. Now, do you ever really think about what goes into putting on a pyro display? I have no idea. Let's find out in Beyond the Bench.
Beyond the Bench is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
And now, from Atlas Pyrovision Productions, Matt Shea.
My role here with the Patriots organization is to produce all of the fireworks and pyrotechnics for the soccer and football games. Game days here are long. Prior to the game, we program the controllers for the individual cues that would be going on during that day. One of the new and exciting elements this year for Patriots is the helmet tunnel.
This has been designed in a way to accommodate specifically the pyro.
There's not a lot of diversity in what you can do with pyrotechnics as far as they're either comets or they're mines. So what we do is we use the computer to create fun sequences, especially when we do the light ring, because the light ring is a way of unfolding the pyrotechnics that really looks cool and gives it a dramatic statement. People find pyrotechnics and fireworks very exciting. It excites something that is buried deep inside of us. We enjoyed watching them as children. It's just something that we can never put our finger on as to why it's so exciting. But it is unbelievable the response of 70,000 people when they see the pyrotechnics go off.
3, 2, 1!
Coming up on Totally Patriots, we know Nate Ebner can play football, but he's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Playing FIFA like a boss.
And Romeo's calling out the fans loud and proud.
Nobody.
No one.
Even she did it better.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Hey, Pats fans, it's me again, Harold Nash, back in your living room, trying to help you be the best person that you can possibly be. So without further ado, let's get started. This week's exercise is a squat press. What I want to make sure is my feet are shoulder width apart. I get my depth, feet up by 10 degrees, press up. We get to about 3 sets of 10 of that, you're ready to get totally fit.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Earlier in the show, we got to know rookie offensive guard Chris Barker a little bit better. We're going to check back in with Chris and Jackie now and give the students a chance to drill the linemen.
And we are back inside the hall. And Chris, I hope you're ready because these kids have some questions for you. Does anybody here, who wants to kick it off? Who wants to start us off here? All right, will you stand and say your name, please?
Amanda.
And what's your question?
Do you play anyone now that you looked up to when you were growing up?
I mean, yeah. Vince Wilfork. I mean, I used to watch him when I was in high school, and I was like, man, this guy is a massive person. And I come here, and he's still a massive person, but you find out he's a great person inside, and, you know, it's just a dream come true playing all these guys and learning, and, you know, they make me a better player going against them every day. So,
who is the most welcoming team member when you joined the team?
Probably our center, Wendell. I mean, Wendy is a great guy. He's a really religious person, and he made sure to introduce himself first. But, I mean, the whole offensive line, they were welcome to help me out. I had a lot of questions because I wasn't here during camp, so they had to help me out a lot, and all these guys were nice. But Wendy was good.
Do you have any superstitions? I always find that really interesting. Any superstitions that you have to do, like game day rituals or anything that you have to do the day before a game?
I mean, just say a prayer, you know. Not necessarily pray for a win, but just pray everybody makes it off the field safely and that we give our best on the field. So, you know, that's what I have to do every day.
Okay, so just to be clear, you don't wear the same underwear, pair of socks. Okay, all right, so we're good there.
Who inspired you to play football?
I mean, just watching it on TV. My mom really didn't want me to play football. She thought I was going to get hurt. But, I mean, I was a large guy in high school, a large guy growing up all the time. So I was just like, Mom, please let me play. And, you know, just watching people hit, I thought it would be fun to hit people, so that's what inspired me.
Well, what's it like when you go up against somebody and you make a big hit?
I mean, it's a great feeling, especially if I know this person's a great player, you know, it makes me want to play better. It raises my level, so it's always great going against better competition.
Do you play any sports in your free time, like golf?
I do not golf, but something I definitely want to get into. I like playing basketball. I'm not very good. But, I mean, golf is something I want to get into for sure.
Maybe a little yoga. Linemen should do yoga. All right, we've got one more question back here.
Was it fun to get to play with Tebow from preseason?
Oh, man. I didn't even get to play with him for the preseason. I was in Miami before the season started, so But, I mean, I met Tebow when I was in training, and he's a great guy.
All right, Crystal, why don't you tell us, how do you think these kids did for you?
I think these people did a great job.
All right. Well, thank you very much. A lot of bright students in here. They had to write essays to be selected to come here today out of school. So these are some bright kids. You're in good company. All right. Thank you guys very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Have you guys ever been asked by the lady in your life if she looks fat in something? Tough situation, right? Let me help you. The answer is always no. However, Professor Fritz is breaking down why fat may not always be such a bad thing.
How'd They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Hey, today we're going to talk about the F word. That's right. Fat.
Oh, yeah.
Not with a PH.
Fat. Fat. What exactly is fat?
And what do we have in our bodies?
Let's break it down.
Fat is droplets of oily molecules called lipids that are deposited in special fat cells called adiposites. Fat gets a bad rep, but it turns out that not all fat is bad. Our bodies need some fat to function properly. A thin fat layer called myelin surrounds nerve cells so they can conduct electrical impulses at maximum speed for quick thinking and fast reflexes. This is crucial for the body because it is essential for proper functioning of the nervous system. Football is a sport of many positions, and the players in each position have different needs when it comes to fat. Receivers and their defenders need to be lean and maneuverable, with just enough fat to act as energy reserve if they need it deep in a game. They can't afford to carry a lot of weight around because they need to be quick and agile. Linemen, on the other hand, benefit from having a little more fat. The extra weight gives them more inertia, resistance to being moved. Just what you want in a lineman. The trick for a lineman is to make sure that he doesn't have to carry around so much fat that he'll lose speed and agility. NFL linemen still have to be able to run 40 yards in about 5.25 seconds.
You see, fat.
Fat!
A tiny little word with a big stigma to it.
It's very stigmatized.
But we can't live without it. I mean, fat to us is like fuel to a car. No fuel, no go-go.
Our bodies get energy to fuel all the things it needs from carbohydrates stored in muscle cells and in the liver, and also from fat. It's a lot easier and faster to get energy from carbs, but we don't have a big storehouse of them, and once they're gone, we bonk. It's not as easy to get energy from fat, but fat is rich in energy, and with us for the long haul. Pound for pound, fat contains about twice the energy of carbohydrates. Whenever we exercise, we burn calories both from carbohydrates and fat. When we think of calories, we immediately associate it to losing weight, which is correct, but is also a unit of energy. When we sprint, we need quick calories, and that comes from carbohydrates. But when we exert ourselves for a long time, like a long run or a bike ride, we burn more fat. Whatever we do, even if it's just sitting on the couch, we're getting some energy from fat and some from carbs. Even couch potatoes are burning some sort of energy. Hey, any more chips? There's no magic formula for losing fat. We just have to use up more energy than we take in by eating. That can mean eating less, exercising more, or both. But exercise has the added benefit of making us stronger, more resistant to injury, and just healthier all around.
Football players come in all shapes and sizes. As long as a lineman has enough muscle to move himself around quickly, a little extra weight is a good thing. Makes it harder for his opponent to move him around, give him the fat. But not a receiver. They're gonna be quick and maneuverable, so low fat is ideal. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. Time to eat a big meal.
Next on Totally Patriots, we're still rolling out the best highlights from the Pats' big win over the Falcons. Don't touch that remote. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots and athletes everywhere. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Nate Ebner is in his second season here with the organization. Some of you might even know he actually got to start playing rugby before making the big transition to football. But you might not know just how tilted this defensive back can get.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
Hey,
I could be a teen pop star, I hate to say this, but it'd probably be Justin Bieber, because the dude can sing really well, and I'm not embarrassed about it, but the dude can sing good. His last CD was pretty good. That's awkward. I can play a little piano, but not a lot of piano, so it's not that good of a talent. Playing FIFA like a boss, I'd say that's a bit of a hidden talent. FIFA is probably my game right now, though. See me on FIFA. Is that one good? Phobias. You know, I like to think I'm not afraid of sharks or anything, but I'm sure if I was in the water with one, that'd be pretty scary. Snakes are pretty gross. When you actually see a snake, like, slithering around, it's, like, creepy. No, I would not want to have my own reality show. No one's interested in my life. If they are, that's great, but they should find something better to do than watch me live my life. Have I ever worn makeup?
The Pats are heading to Cincinnati this weekend to take on the Bengals, but that's not the only competition that's happening. I hope you warmed up your vocal cords. It's time for Totally Facts.
Yeah, on to Cincinnati this week. It is a fun city. I wonder how much people around here know about Cincinnati, too. They got kind of an interesting chant. Let's see if they can get it. Where is Cincinnati?
Ohio.
You have to think, like, is this a trick?
Nervous now.
Is this a trick question? What colors do the Bengals wear?
Orange and black and white.
What's the name of their mascot? Houdet.
That's one with that. Yeah, that's the name.
Really?
They have a chant. Do you know what the Cincinnati Bengals chant is? Who they think gonna beat them Patriots?
Nobody.
Nobody.
You did like a little bit of like a, hey, nobody.
Nobody.
You can't read off the card, all right?
Nobody. Nobody.
No one.
Even she did it better, yeah.
Freeze. You have the right to remain confused. Totally lame laws.
Is it illegal for women to wear patent leather shoes out in public?
Yes.
You're right, it is illegal for women. It's illegal to conduct or participate in a duel.
I would say yes, but since these are ridiculous questions, it probably isn't.
It is illegal. It's illegal to fish for whales on a Sunday.
Where are they fishing for whales?
I love getting out and just sort of messing with people and having fun down here at Patriot Place. Hopefully we'll see you down here. I like doing the chant, too. Who's actually good at the chant? Nobody. That's it for facts.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Burton in the WBZ studios. Tomorrow on Patriots Game Day, Levin Reed will preview the Pats-Bengals matchup live from Cincinnati. And what Brandon Bolden told me will surprise you.
When I was little, there was no football in my house. No. I tried, and I was too big. I was a fat kid on the block. So
you were fat?
I was fat. Oh, yeah.
More with Brandon Bolden tomorrow on Patriots Game Day on WBZ at 11:30. Pats and Bengals kick off at 1 on WBZ. And the fifth quarter postgame show is on MyTV 38 right after the game.
Happy National Do Something Nice Day. Like helping an old lady across the street.
Sonny, what's your name?
LeGarrette. What's your name?
My name's LeGarrette.
Oh, my name's LeGarrette. How's your name be LeGarrette too?
Oh, my name's not LeGarrette.
I think you're getting it wrong.
I'm old.
Well, that'll just about do it for Sean and I from Patriot Place. Feeling good this weekend. I mean, 4-0, we were picked to lose.
I know, we pulled it out. And how about Aqib Talib? Great game. He had his fourth interception. He's tied for most interceptions in the league. So
that's right.
Keep it up, Aqib.
Very impressive. Let's keep it up, boys, this weekend heading into the big
Bengals game. We'll leave you with some highlights from the win over the Atlanta Falcons.
We'll see you next week.
It's time to go 4-0.
Physical for 60 minutes. Plain and simple.
Let everybody in the league know who we are.
Throws it to the right. Touchdown, Matthew Mulligan. And the Patriots have the lead. Blunt, the tailback, takes the handoff, runs it up the middle, breaks free at the 35, diving to the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
Where's the beef?
Throws the fade, left corner of the end zone, Tompkins diving, has the catch, touchdown, Patriots! Tlaib has the inside leverage, makes the grab, interception, New England.
That's my dog.
Floats it toward Roddy White, the ball is batted away by Aqib Tlaib, and the Patriots are going to win it in Atlanta!